it's almost looks like I don't know where we're going to fit them all. There's a 23-man roster, and, you know, if you get Jiří Kulík back healthy like we expect, Helenius came in the playoffs, played like he played 5 years in the NHL, two full seasons now under his belt in the American League. Östlund played really well for us this year, gave us an indication that he can play at center full-time. We have a good plan on how to replace Alex Tuck, but we're going to look at every option, whether it's free agency or trade, and we also have a lot of internal options.
Sabres GM Jarmo Kekäläinen today, following the trade last night with Chicago. Fun one.
Yeah.
If not somewhat risky, at least in the short term. We'll talk about it some more here. And then eventually today's news that Tuck was off to Washington. Not surprising to anybody that sort of listened to him in the last several weeks since the season ended. 803-0550 for your calls. Here's Fred with us. Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm down here in Southeast Florida, and there's a lot of kilts running around in preparation for the game tonight.
Right. Awesome. Yep. Scotland.
But I just wanted to comment on the trades. First of all, I think Kevin Adams deserves a lot of credit for the draft choices and some of the trades he's made. But I have to say one thing. I think that he should have tried to sign Tuck, a couple years ago. I can't help to think that Tuck's position is based on that he was underpaid the last couple years in his production. So I just throw that out there.
The earliest they could have done that was last summer. You can only redo an NHL player's deal when they're entering the last year of their deal. So, like, for instance, Bowen Byram just got traded to Chicago. He very well wants to sign there, and they want to sign him. They can't do it until after July 1st.
Next week.
Right. Because he's going into the last year of his deal.
Why is that?
It's how the CBA works. It's a trade-off. I think with the players getting all of their contracts fully guaranteed is that you can't just go in after you have a big year and say, I want to redo my deal. So it's a give and take. You know, the NFL, you can redo your deal anytime you want, but your money is not guaranteed.
I think they might have wanted to make a deal with Tuck last summer, but now it's too close to the end and the team had yet to get anywhere. So I think it probably would have been tough.
Yep.
Yeah. And my last comment is I want to see the Sabres pick at number 4. After I heard the trade, I just did a quick Google search, and some pretty impressive players have been selected at number 4. Steve Yzerman, Cole Makar, Sam Bennett. I mean, if they want to, if Jarmo wants to do some more trades, do it with the 20th pick. But I get it that, if they pick a defenseman, it might take a little while. But, we got a couple other defensemen that we could, possibly put in a trade, but I'm excited about that 4th pick.
It's perfectly reasonable, to be excited about the 4th pick. I just I'm in an off season here where I'm trying to make a 109-point team. I mean, to say I want to make it better and improve, I'm not going to improve on that point total. But I've got two pillars of that team out, and the 4th pick does not do anything for me to replace them now. And it's a nice trade. It's a great trade. I think they fleeced Chicago, but it did not get me what I need. It's like if I had just remodeled my kitchen and I go on a game show and I win a remodeled kitchen. Mm. I just did that. Can I trade it in for a remodeled bed? No, it's a kitchen. Okay. It's not what I need right now, at least the most. I mean, I know I can always use good players and good prospects. I'm still going to root for it's involved in a trade because I'm just not – I'm hearing a little too much about Vincent Trocheck right now on my phone, and that's kind of got me in a bad mood because we talked to Chad DeDominicis over an hour ago, and we both agreed, that's a horrible idea. Horrible wasn't his word. I just said, I'm a hard no, and he said, me too. I don't think he can skate with this team, and if that is a move, I don't even know what they're going to give up if that's happening, but I'm getting a lot of buzzing about it, and I'm just kind of freaked out because I don't think that's a need. Unless, again, maybe there's 3 other moves that are happening and that creates a need for Vincent Trocheck on my team. But I don't know, man. I'm on the ropes right now. I came in here in a great mood, excited, and I'm just starting to feel a little uneasy.
Have a drink, take a shower.
Yep.
I guess you got to get to 7 first. We don't have a shower. There's beer. We don't have a shower.
Right.
Pretty sure. We don't have a gym. Trocheck, 32 years old with the Rangers, was rumored at the deadline quite often, but decided to stay.
They even held him out of games because they thought they were going to move him.
33 next month. So he'll be 33 to start the year. Kilts running around Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Scotland, Brazil.
Yeah.
That's just starting pretty soon here.
6 o'clock, yeah.
6 o'clock. Those people should be in their seats, these kilts. It's time to – the game's in 20 minutes. Time to sit down. Stop running around. Fred's house. Get seated. Get ready. Turn on a pregame show or something. Leave Fred alone. Tony is next. Hello, Tony.
What's up, guys? Look, I think you nailed it on the fly with the remodeled kitchen analogy. I'm right where you are on that. And I think what we both didn't see coming was this huge asset that would kind of cloud it. I thought we could upgrade potentially some of the losses, and now that seems very unlikely. But there's been a lot on that, not a ton on the goaltending. It's touched upon usually, but smart people tend to dismiss it, and I get it. But here's kind of my question. Why is it in football we can hear the reference of, you know, we look at the game that ends our season, we look at that playoff game, and we kind of, it makes some form of sense. But we don't do that with hockey, it seems, because I would look at our playoffs and say that goaltending was a mess, and regardless of whether someone came off a terrible game and suddenly showed out for two, I still got that terrible game at the most inopportune time. I don't think I think it's an even money bet, man, as to whether or not it's the same three going into next year. And I don't need it to be the swing necessarily, but what else is it going to be than the swing?
Well, that's it. The only thing worth doing, Tony, is a swing, because all you're doing, you're just rearranging to me. Like, you swap out a $5.5 million goalie or $4.5 million goalie for somebody else's $4.5 million goalie that's kind of inconsistent, or even a $6 million goalie. Like, I'm trying to swap out Alex Lyon for Cam Talbot. What am I doing? That doesn't make any sense. The only thing to do is to load up and go, okay, I'm going to go get a whale. And, you know, that's going to cost you, and you got competition. You know, it sounds like maybe Florida's going to edge out everyone on Hellebuck. And I don't know that there's another idea. I've never heard a single whisper about Shesterkin with the Rangers situation. And I don't know, maybe it's good that's quiet. Maybe something will happen there with him. I don't know. But that's huge money. But he's only 30. Like, I don't know. I think there's only one way to go, and that's big if you're going to do anything in goal. Otherwise, I would stand pat, because you're likely to get the same result from a new guy that you got from these guys. Which, and maybe even worse, because they were excellent for most of the year. It's just, you know, it was uneven in the playoffs, no question.
Pittsburgh and Edmonton traded goalies like that.
Yep, Skinner for Jari, and yeah, that didn't work. Jari couldn't even, they went to Connor Ingram by the time the playoffs got there. Edmonton did. And yeah, I think Skinner was the goalie for Pittsburgh in the playoffs, but it wasn't great. So yeah, that was an example of, all right, well, our guy kind of stinks, your guy kind of stinks, let's try new uniforms. Maybe they won't stink as much.
It's called a change of scenery.
Right.
Not always that effective. Yeah, I mean, I'm just sort of nodding along. We talked about goalies a lot yesterday, and I'm who Tony might be describing, tending to downplay goaltending importance, at least in terms of how predictable it can be. It's of course important, but am I getting what I think I'm getting? And take Lukanen's entire career, you know? But I kind of agree with the playoff point. I don't think I would say it was a mess, but it didn't really help them. It didn't win for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it did for Carolina. That's probably an easier job, playing goal for Carolina, mm-hmm. but it did. And those guys are guys that you could talk about the same way as our guys, you know, like some experience.
Their guy that ended up at the end was Colton Ellis, only three years older.
Journeyman. I mean,
yeah, like just out of nowhere.
Right. And, you know, if you go game by game through the Sabres playoffs, too often it was not really what you wanted. Game two of the first round, Lion saves them and takes them to the end, then gets pulled here, and then it's back and forth. Games 5, 6, and 7, the Sabres end up winning game 6 in Montreal big, but that's after Lion gets pulled. 3 goals right away. So, yeah, it was not stress-free. Both had their moments.
Mm-hmm.
Lion had you feeling great for a minute, for a week during the playoffs.
That Bruins series, he was, yeah, when he got in, he I thought he was just going to ride it till the wheels came off, but they came off before they were done.
I will admit to feeling some trepidation about all of this with Luukkonen at the helm, even if he does only play 50 games. I will admit to that. And even though I'm reluctant almost always to want to dabble in goalies, man, it would be pretty amazing if the Sabres did it with Hellebuyck. Maybe now that's not possible because Florida decided to enter the chat and then that's the end of it. But I got into that idea yesterday, thinking that it might not be super expensive either in player cost. Because right now the wind is blowing a certain way. You've got players who are getting their wish to leave. And really, like, if he wants to go, if he's anything like St. Louis or the Sabres with Byram even, some of these teams are Ottawa, are they're down. They're down with it. They're happy to make you happy. The one rumor that I can't really believe is Hellebuyck to Florida for Brady Tkachuk. I doubt that would happen.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I feel like they just got him.
That doesn't seem real likely.
Why would they trade him like a week later?
Flip him into that seems unlikely.
That would just be that would just be harsh. So I doubt that'll happen. I like that Mike Greer, who runs San Jose, talked about Byram and making an effort to trade for him with the Sharks. But basically that, you know, we couldn't compete with Chicago. Like, it seemed like so obvious to everybody last night, not just locally, Wyshynski and Travis, you know, like, what?
Right.
What did the Sabres get for him? Tell me again.
Right. Wyshynski was...
In this draft?
The NHL draft?
a lot of hockey Twitter was incredulous to the Blackhawks, and I think so was Mike Greer by the sound of it. Like, You win. You put all your chips in like that. I'll wait for the next hand. I'll play the next hand. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks, Tony. 803-0550. This is WGR.